Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now that's the birds bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got our good friend Bob Negan back on the show. Bob's our retail expert. He's the co-author, along with his wife, Susan, of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. His website is whizbangtraining.com. And Bob, in the last segment, I quoted Albert Camus, the French Nobel laureate, Albert Camus, when I said, integrity has no need of rules. And I love that quote. When you combine Confucius and Camus,
I should have let you say it. I'm impressed.
When you combine Confucius, be in reality what you appear to be, with Camus, integrity has no need of rules. If you write those two things, if you had those two things tattooed on either hand, and that's the way you lived your life, that you'd be living well, wouldn't you?
You certainly would. You'd certainly be running a good business.
Right, and the opposite of. Now, I was gonna give an Al Gore story. I'm not gonna do that. Let's get back into retail and talk to us a little bit about we got the big holidays coming up here but we all know that January is a time of slower retail, and there's that other thing that happens in January, right? That return thing.
That return date. It's not even January. It starts
the 13th month.
The 26th it starts. So, here's a huge mistake I see people making is they have restrictive return policies. It goes back to what you were talking about with a guarantee, and I counsel retailers to really think of it this way. You know, as I said earlier, you know, the money's not yours until the customer is happy. Or for the sake of the holidays, we can, amplify a little bit. The money's not yours until the person who got the gift is happy.
Until they wear the tie and like it, right?
until they wear the tie and like it. You know, and it goes back to, you know, another big sort of hole in a lot of retailers' thinking. And it's this, the value of the transaction does not exceed the lifetime value of a customer. So if somebody bought something from me and they're not happy, I make sure they are happy, because if they are happy, they're going to come back. I may take that item, even if it's a holiday ornament, put it on the clearance set table and only get 50% on it. What that means is I haven't made any money off that transaction, but I still have that customer.
Right.
Or I can get angry, annoyed, or have the wrong policy.
Or have a let's stop on that one.
Okay.
Or how about just a policy? And yeah. Folks, here's a word never to say to a customer.
Yeah.
Policy.
Yeah.
Never say that. Never, ever, ever say that word to a customer. Because when I hear policy, the hair comes up on the back of my neck when somebody
says
that to me.
The policy needs to be, we're going to make it right. You know, when I was in retail, especially when I sold millions and millions of dollars of the yo-yos, you know, there was always people who had reasons to return things, and they were almost always user error. And what I taught my staff was to say and to mean, what would you like me to do? And then they would tell you, and we would do it. You want your cash back? You get your cash back. You want a new yo-yo? You get a new yo-yo.
What do you want?
Yep.
Yeah.
What would you like? You know, and so if they want cash, that's fine. But always remember, it's about keeping the customer. So, you know, you may don't lose that customer because of one sale.
It's amazing how many people see a human being walk in the door, a sentient being, a heartbeat, a mirror fogger, walk in the door, and they think of it as a transaction and not a relationship.
That's right. Absolutely.
And those people are not around anymore. If they are, they're going the way of the dinosaurs.
And, you know, and I see, so my wife Susan was just shopping at one of our favorite independent retailers, and they had a big sign up about their return policy. And we just, you know, Susan was like, I didn't say anything.
Right.
You should have, you know. You've got 7 days for cash, 15 more days after that for an in-store credit.
Right.
30 days after that. You know, it's like, don't do that, people. Just make the customer happy, and they will come back.
Well, and there are people who will abuse you, but you know what? As you and I were talking about off air, that's on them. And if you get the word out that you have that kind of treatment of customers, the good people will reward you much more than the bad people will hurt you.
That's exactly right.
Now that sounds like Santa Claus Pollyanna in the Easter Bunny all rolled into one. But I believe that, and I know you do too, Bob. WhizBangTraining.com is the website. Bob Nagin is our guest. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
It is always my pleasure.
Thank you. See you later. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.